Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Saxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith. You're going to be encouraged in the process. You're going to be encouraged in that which helps to make us, transform us. You're going to be encouraged in the word of God and the will of God for your life, knowing that as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you are going to be changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith, favor to favor. You're going to be changed. You're going to see God move miraculously in your life as you allow him to stretch you, make you, transform you. You're going to see things about you change as you agree with the will of God and know that you've been assigned victory even before the foundations of the earth. And even though you're going through some things, you're going to come out as a winner. You're going to come out better. You're going to come out with victory. You're going to come out knowing that God is for you. You're going to come out knowing that the word and the truth and the life that's inside of you is powerful and that it's able to cause great things to happen in your life, cause you to be victorious in ways that you can never, ever imagine. We're going to be going back to the book of Proverbs. We've been in this book for a while, grabbing all the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding that we can get for how to live. The book of Proverbs was written by Solomon, but it was God's wisdom downloaded into him to teach us how to act and be skillful when it comes to life, to know how to act in every situation, to know how to respond the proper way, to know how to solve problems with wisdom, how to walk in wisdom, how to do the things that God has called us to do and not fail in doing it. We know that there's been places and areas in our life that we have not succeeded in the wisdom of God and how we handle certain things and how we deal with certain issues. So God wants us to be wise, and he wants us to be able to solve these problems, knowing that as we do, we are allowing him to be seen. We're allowing people to see who it is, the God that we serve, and how we have his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, and his truth for everything in our life. We're going back to that book of wisdom, and I pray that you've been encouraged in your walk of faith, encouraged in how you live, encouraged in how you allow God's word and will to manifest in you, and that you are applying this wisdom in everyday situations, in everyday problems, so that God can be glorified. We started talking about how to have wisdom that produces wealth or produces prosperity. Started talking about that, and one of the ways that we talked about was delighting in the Lord. Proverbs 21, it says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty. And so we want to make sure that we understand that there has to be a diligence, a consistency in everything that we do, not just in just going after prosperity and wealth, but in all of our situations in life, there has to be a consistency in our prayer life, in our decreeing, in our faith, and our stand in how we perform in our workplaces and even in ministry. There has to be a consistency and a diligence and endurance, a consistency that commands that pressure of faith, that pressure of power, that pressure of God's wisdom, knowledge, understanding that makes things shift, makes things change, causes there to be insight or a place where we see the demonstration of God's power being manifested. So we want to make sure that we make every effort to accomplish every goal, and we do it in the power and the will of God, that we're doing what he said and not what we want, but we're doing what he says the way that he says, and we're going to see something happen because our ways are aligning to what he wants. So that zealousness that we want is going to be that endurance, that diligence, that consistency that causes us to move and to cause things to happen. Mark 1 and 35 says, very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. And even Jesus was consistent. We see throughout the Bible that there was a consistency with his prayer time with the Father, that he made sure that he didn't make a step before he talked to the Father early in the morning, that he made sure he heard what God said about every issue, about what's going to happen in his day, how he was going to handle it, what he was going to say, because he was being led by the Spirit of God, and he was doing only what he heard the Father say. So there was a consistency and a diligence in his lifestyle here on the earth that we can pattern our life by and see that that same endurance, that same diligence, that same consistency is there, so that we ourselves know that as we are consistent in doing the will of the Father and doing what he's told us, we're going to see the results and the manifestation and the blessings and the change that we want to see in areas that we need it. If we're not consistent, then, you know, we know the results of that. Something else happens. It talks about the Proverbs, also talks about the ant. It talks about the sluggard. It talks about those who won't be consistent in things and what the result is. Proverbs 6:6 says, go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise. Ants are among the most endurous, hardworking creatures that God ever created, because they carry more than their weight. They're constantly getting, looking for food. They're constantly building their colony. They're constantly reproducing. They all have a work. Each one of them in their colony has a job to do, and they do it consistently. They make sure that they do it. They make sure that they're there to supply what is needed to feed that whole colony, whether it's a thousand ants or 10,000. They're going to make sure that they're consistent in gathering food and having that food there for when they need it in the winter, having that food there for any time that they need it, having that food there so that the babies that they birthed out will be fed, and that the whole colony of ants are fed. So we see that they are hardworking and that they don't waste time, but they're working to make sure that they continue to progress, that they continue to grow, that they enlarge, that they're digging more tunnels, that they're doing more things, so that the life that they're creating for themselves will be consistent. And we as leaders and Christians, we can take that example and see that work, working in the kingdom, working in your home, working in industry, in corporate, working in the community, if we're consistent with that, we're going to see something happen. We're going to cause something to take place that is going to cause the glory of God to be seen in that area if we do. And the Bible wants us to be diligent in all things. Throughout God's word, God has given certain areas in which we're to be diligent. We have to be diligent in remembering God's truth. We have to be diligent in that because he wants us to remember his truth. Deuteronomy verses 4:5-9 talks about this. And it was talking to the Israelites about God's words and God's commandment and what he wanted them to do. And it says, and the latter part of that, it says, and keep thy soul diligent, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest thou depart from thy heart all the days of thy life. So even in this, we see that God wants us to be diligent over his word, teaching the truth to our children, our grandchildren, those around us. Deuteronomy 6:7 lets us know that thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and thou shalt talk to them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. So there's a diligence that God wants us even over the word. He wants us to be diligent in that, teaching the word to every generation, living that word out, making sure that they understand and know God and understand and know that God should be in their mind, that he should be right there in the throne of their heart, and that his word and his will should be there. There's a diligence when guarding our affections. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we understand that when we haven't kept our heart, guarded our heart from jealousy, envy, strife, malice, anger, and all these other things, that what flows from our heart are those issues. But when we've kept our heart and we've done it the right way and we've put the word of God in there and we've done it his way, we see what flows out of our heart is him. We see his character. We see his love, his compassion, his wisdom, his knowledge, his understanding, his life, his truth. We see all of those things flow from our heart. We see that flow because we've kept our heart diligently. We're supposed to add to our faith. 2 Peter 1:5 says this, and the latter part of that verse says that, for you For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, then you will keep from them, then they will keep you from being infected and unproductive in your knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So this is talking about faith and how we're supposed to even allow our faith, the effectiveness of our faith, to be seen. We're supposed to remove roots of bitterness from us. Hebrews 12 and 15 says that we're supposed to do that. See to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. So even in that, there's a diligence in that. We're supposed to avoid deceit. Proverbs 23 talks about that, avoiding deceit. So we need to make sure we do that. When we do all of these things, there's a reward that happens for diligent hands. There's a reward that happens for diligent attitudes, diligent behaviors, being consistent in how we live and what we do. Proverbs 10 and 4 says, lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. When you're faithful to be diligent, then the things of God basically come to you, and God allows you to be rewarded for your faithfulness, for your diligence. He allows your hands to prosper even more. Even if it's on the job, he allows your hand to prosper even more. If it's in the community, if it's in ministry, if it's in your home with your children, teaching them and being diligent with them and loving them, you see that as they grow, you see how God's character is being formed and then the word of God is being formed in them and they're knowing their God. So therefore, you're seeing the diligence pay off because you're seeing a harvest, a blessing. You're seeing fruit from your diligent work. So being diligent and being consistent is something that we have to do. I'm finding out that people don't like to be consistent, especially if it takes a long time. They want instant things. They want things to turn around quickly. They don't like the process of waiting. When a farmer plants a crop and he knows what he's planting, he understands that that crop has got to go through the process of growing and maturing and then producing fruit. He understands that his waiting is going to, his diligent waiting and taking care of that crop and looking after that crop and watering that crop is going to produce something. And so we have to see the things that we do in our life as that, as a field, as a place where we've been planted. And as we're planted and then we're diligent there and we're watered and we get the right nutrients and we grow and we keep doing what we need to do consistently, that diligence is going to pay off with a reward. We're going to see something. In that marriage, you're going to see something. If you keep doing it God's way and you don't allow your flesh and your emotions to get in the way, you're going to see something wonderful bloom that will be the fruit of your life for many, many years to come. Many, many years to come. So there is a reward for hard work, and there's a reward for diligence. God rewards it, and then he allows it to manifest in the earth for you as well. Proverbs 22 and 29 says, do you see the man skilled in his work? He will serve before kings. He will not serve before obscure men. That means he's not going to serve between men that have no understanding about diligent work, hard work, or no integrity, or people who are not going in the same circle. He's going to serve with those who understand what it is to work hard. Proverbs 11 and 27, he that is diligent seeketh good, prosper, and favor, but he that seeketh mischief, it will surely come to him. Proverbs 12 and 24 says, diligent hands will rule, but the lazy end in slave labor. So we want God to give us that kind of attitude that lets us understand that our diligent work is going to bring something to us. It's going to cause something to happen. Diligence also brings a sense of creativity and resourcefulness, and we need to understand that. Proverbs 21 and 5 says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as the hasty leads to poverty. So we want to make sure that we are doing it the right way, that we're leading a life of diligence and showing an example to those around us, especially those in our house, showing our coworkers how diligent hands will prosper. Even if we're doing it for someone else's business, we're making something happen for them, and God will make something happen for us. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favorite Life, the process of day where we walk by faith and not by sight. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Be diligent in all that you do, consistent in all that you do, and watch God reward you greatly in Jesus' name.